Well, a three-bedroom, two-bathroom home in South Auckland has achieved the highest possible climate-friendly rating for a house. It is one of the first family-sized homes to achieve a Level 10 rating with Independent Green Certifier Homestar. The house was built in response to research showing the construction and running of an average new home emits around 5 to 7 times as much carbon dioxide as it can afford to if the world is to stay inside the 2 degrees Celsius of global heating. Our climate change correspondent Eloise Gibson visited the home.
Construction is still going on in the Waiata Shores development in Auckland's Takanini. A study from Massey University and the Building Research Association shows carbon emissions over 90 years from new homes must drop 80% to fit world climate goals. One new home in this subdivision has met that target. It will emit 7 times less carbon over its lifespan than the average new home. Steve Evans from Fletcher Residential and Development says the three-bedroom, two-bathroom home is the future of building.
A current home being built today still generates over its life cycle about 7 times as much carbon as is necessary to keep global warming less than 1.5 degrees. So the industry itself has to change.
The home has timber piles and a low-carbon concrete driveway. The kitchen has an induction cooktop which has lower emissions than gas. Steve Evans says there's also a hot water heat pump which uses 30% of a typical cylinder's electricity, while insulation and the design of the framing keeps cold out, and a ventilation system lets fresh air in.
When we go inside, you'll go, actually, this is really warm. You must have had the heater on or whatever else. The answer is no. If you provide insulation to the outside of the building well, then all of a sudden you don't have the problems of cold inside.
Fletcher Living's head of sustainability, Nicola Taggerston, says the house traps most of its own water.
Underneath the suspended timber floor, we have a huge number of pods which hold water. So that's collecting the water from the roof. And we're managing to get over 8,000 litres of storage. That water is then carbon and UV treated so that all the water in the house is using what we have from the sky.
Nicola Taggerston says the windows are double glazed. Auckland's climate didn't justify triple glazing. And the house has solar panels, although these are optional thanks to New Zealand's mainly renewable power grid. It does cost more to build. Steve Evans says Fletcher's is aiming to get the extra cost down to 5 to 10% more than a normal build, which he says would be outweighed by lower power and water bills. There's a growing push for housing that's low carbon and cheaper to run. Kāinga Ora last year opened an 18-apartment unit it says is so well designed the homes will cost just $1 a day to run. For those not building new, Auckland Council's low carbon specialist Liz Ross says people can shrink their power bills with cheap alterations, such as efficient shower heads or applying Perspex sheets to their windows, a low cost alternative to double glazing. She says airing a home twice a day helps by removing moisture.
We call it a burnt toast blast. So rather than having windows open a crack all day, which can cool the house down, creating a bit of a cross breeze, so opening lots of windows on opposite sides of the house for 10 to 20 minutes.
Liz Ross says some banks offer 1% interest on loans for insulation or clean heating.
That report from our climate change correspondent Eloise Gibson.